with SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. 11 more hostages have been released by terror group Hamas as part of a temporary truce with Israel. But the fourth group of freed hostages does not include any Americans. The ceasefire agreement has been extended for two more days. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer plans to bring a bill tying Israel and Ukraine funding to the floor as soon as next week. President Biden is requesting $106 billion from Congress for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. But Republicans are seeking border policy changes as part of any spending bill. House Republicans want Israel and Ukraine funding to be passed separately. The United States says the ceasefire in Gaza could benefit Hamas terrorists.
The U.S. welcomes the temporary truce, which has allowed the release of hostages and the delivery of more humanitarian aid to Gaza. But National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says there's a real risk that Hamas will benefit from a longer pause in fighting to rest and resupply its fighters.
This is a calculated risk that Prime Minister Netanyahu and his war cabinet are willing to take in order to get those hostages out. So it's a balance.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel knows how the world is reacting in its war against Hamas.
The mindset that created the Holocaust, that Jews are not just hated, but they're dehumanized, and that a genocide against the Jewish people can be turned to Jews are guilty of genocide. And it's that world that enables, you know, the massacre of millions of people.
Oren tells Salem Radio Network that the mood in Israel is one of grim determination. Also at SRNnews.com, around 100 million people on the East Coast will face freezing temperatures as a cold front hits the region Tuesday night. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse needs help.
The giant Christian relief agency is calling for volunteers to man the processing centers for its annual Operation Christmas Child program. Americans have dropped off millions of shoeboxes full of small gifts and the gospel for kids in poor countries around the globe. Now the boxes must be prepared for delivery. Volunteers can sign up at SamaritansPurse.org to work at centers in Atlanta, Baltimore, Denver, Dallas, and several other places. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians are severely persecuted in China, but they're not the only faith group in the crosshairs. A report by Human Rights Watch says the Chinese government has expanded its campaign of closing mosques to other regions of the country where for years it's been blamed for persecuting Muslim minorities. The report says authorities have now closed mosques in two other provinces with large populations of Muslims. This is SRN News. U.S. authorities are closing a Texas border crossing to vehicles and limiting traffic at an Arizona crossing to shift more resources to illegal entries.
The decision is the latest sign of how fast-changing illegal migration routes are challenging the government to keep up. Customs and Border Protection said it was closing one of two bridges to vehicles on Monday in Eagle Pass, Texas. The town of about 30,000 people was the busiest corridor for illegal crossings for a while last year. The federal agency is reducing vehicle entries in Lukeville, Arizona, as well. The remote desert crossing has become a major migration route. Keith Peters reporting.
New York Public Library says damage caused by three protests in recent weeks will cost between $60,000 and $75,000. Authorities say they need to clean up damage done by anti-Israel protesters that happened on Thanksgiving Day. More details at SRNnews.com.